SAFM Market Update with Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
For those who remember the decision by Shell to sell their downstream assets, we looked at this when it was initially announced and we wondered who would buy 600 filling stations across South Africa. Turns out a company called the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company has come out to be the top bidder and inked through a deal for those downstream assets with the team at Shell. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the country chair at Shell Downstream South Africa, Aluani Museisi, to take a look, to make sense of where we go to from here for that business and for this particular transaction. Aluani, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. A significant milestone, I suppose, in being able to conclude a deal of this magnitude and of this size, particularly as it relates to what has been potentially quite a volatile market if we think about the oil market of late.
Well, thank you, Jimmy, and thank you to your listeners, and thank you for having me. Definitely a great milestone for us to be able to conclude this at a time that you talk to the volatility. But I think for us, you know, it's a market where we always know that there will be volatility because it's a commodity market where you're going to have the ups and the downs. And what's important, you know, is to stay consistent in terms of, you know, what your mission is as a business and serving your customers and making sure that you provide the products that they come to rely on as a company.
Aluani, take us through the particular numbers around the deal with ADNOC. $1 billion is always a nice round number to refer to, but obviously looking at this particular context, there's a lot of valuations that go into the assets that accompany this particular sale and this transaction. Take us through some of the nuts and bolts around this particular transaction.
It's a significant transaction in terms of its financial value. And based on, you know, the value that the business then holds. And Shell Downstream South Africa has been operating for a number of years. We have built a network of, you know, petrol stations all over the country, well located, that serves our customers. We've built a brand over many, many decades throughout, and loyal customer base. And we've come to be relied on in terms of, you know, premium fuels that are quality fuels and the service that we provide to our customers. And so when evaluation is done, you have to take all that into account in terms of the brand value, in terms of the footprint that you have in the country and the output that you then have in that output. But that $1 billion, as it were, is the total amount, obviously excluding any net debt that the business carries.
Aluani, can we take a look at the position that this then put Shell in after the fact? I mean, this is a deal that was initially announced back in May of 2024. We'd been looking for the right suitor since then, and we'd had a couple of conversations with potential suitors. Now that the deal has been concluded, we know that some of the payments will be deferred, and there's going to be a couple of I's to dot and T's to cross. Where does that leave Shell as a business after this transaction in South Africa?
So Shell in South Africa, we have always been operating two main businesses, which is our downstream business, which is really in scope for this transaction that we are talking to, and then the upstream business that we have. And so we'll continue to be a partner for South Africa, you know, where we see value and capabilities really aligning. And if you think about our upstream experience and capability, it's well known globally. And we believe that we'll bring to bear those capabilities, and we should be able to continue to invest in that space. And it's an exciting space because it's a space where our offshore space is really underexplored. We do not know what we do not know in terms of, you know, how much oil reserves or gas reserves do we have, and whether or not we can be able to extract those resources in a sustainable way and commercially viable way. So we'll continue to be part of South Africa and the fabric of society. And even in the context of this transaction, the Shell brand will remain in country. So therefore, our customers, I need to really reassure them that the Shell brand will remain, and also reassure them that the products that they've come to rely on from Shell, such as V-Power and Helix and other brands that we have, will continue to be here in the same quality that they've come to rely on.
Aluani, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the empowerment aspect of the particular transaction, around 28% of the South African business, once sold and finalized, would expect it to be sold on to an empowerment partner in South Africa's case. Was this a critical component of putting this deal together? And from a Shell perspective, when you mentioned that the Shell brand will continue to remain in South Africa, are we saying that we're not going to rebrand this, or are we saying that in other respects Shell will continue to have a presence in South Africa?
So to answer maybe your last question around the Shell brand, we are saying we're not going to be rebranding the stations. So the Shell brand that you see in the stations is going to continue to be there in terms of the long-term agreement that Shell and the ADNOC Group have. And then when you're talking about the transformation element, I think it would be very amiss of us to would have entered the transaction without taking into account the country that we live in, that has a history of, you know, inequality, and therefore still wanting to play our role in expanding access and getting more people involved in the business. And it was really a critical element of the deal to say the new investor coming in should be well aware that they will be required to then have, you know, a triple B element to this transaction in order for it to be a successful transaction, but also contribute to the transformation journey that this country has been on.
South Africa continues to remain on its transformation journey, but alongside that continues to attract investment, and investment in good assets. And that is why the team at the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company saw the Shell downstream assets and thought that they'd pay $1 billion for that quite easily. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. All the best to you, Aluani, and the team in terms of taking this transaction forward and getting everything else over the line. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Country Chair for Shell Downstream South Africa, Aluani Museisi, joining us to take a look at their conclusion of their sale of the Shell assets that had been on the market for a little over 2 years.